We now have the amazing moment captured on video when Elon Musk realized he made a major mistake by partnering with Don Lemonhead and sponsoring his new podcast to be featured on Twitter. As you probably heard last week, after Lemonhead sat down with Elon and recorded the interview, which wasn't scheduled to be posted until this week, Elon immediately ended the partnership, realizing that you can take Don Lemon out of CNN, but you can't take the CNN out of Don Lemon. But first, an unintended joke from Democrat Congressman Ted Lieu from California.
The best way to post fake news is for people to watch outlets like MSNBC, where you report real news all the time.
Now, this clip is actually, I believe, from 2017, but it just went viral again because of the hilarious bloodbath hoax that MSNBC and CNN and the entire liberal media and Marxist Democrat complex have been perpetuating. And they're so desperate to fill the airwaves with fake news 24/7, they're recycling old fake news stories from years ago, like the one started by Christine Blasey Ford, that lunatic who claimed that Brett Kavanaugh attacked her back when they were in college. This time she's doing the whole liberal media circuit because she just released her memoir this week.
Yes. Well, you've been called a highly credible witness, and you have a PhD in psychology.
Which is more evidence she's a complete lunatic, because most psychologists themselves are crazy, which is why they get into psychology in the first place, because they're trying to figure out what's wrong with themselves.
You're a professor, you teach at Palo Alto and Stanford universities, but even today, some people remain skeptical of your story, and you write that during the hearings.
Oh, we're not just skeptical. We know with every fiber of our being that she is a certifiable lunatic and a liar.
And you write that during the hearing, Senator Lindsey Graham wouldn't even make eye contact with you. Were you prepared for that kind of response?
Were you prepared for people to be upset with you for lying and fabricating an entire ridiculous story, trying to derail the confirmation of a Supreme Court justice?
I was prepared ahead of time that that none of the Republicans were going to speak with me, and they were going to use an outside interviewer. And so I was actually surprised at how kind some of the other Republican senators were who broke that protocol and said hello.
Who was that? Can you name a good one?
Senator Flake and Senator Sasse both came over and
neither
said hello.
Neither one's in Congress anymore, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Both scumbag rhino losers. And speaking of losers, Don Lemon, like I said, posted his full interview with Elon Musk on his YouTube channel, which now has a whopping 32,000 subscribers, which will most likely be the last time that we ever hear Don Lemon's name again, because this was a big newsworthy event. It was hilarious that Elon fired him after his first episode, really before the first episode even aired, after recording the first episode. And watching Elon sit there and roast him was quite hilarious, but I can't see him ever doing any interviews that are actually newsworthy ever again. And guess who has the top thumbed up comment on the interview? Yes, it is yours truly, until he bans me from the comment section, where I noted that you could take Don Lemon out of CNN, but you can't take CNN out of Don Lemon, which got a whopping 7,700 thumbs up. And it became clear within the first minute that Elon Musk had no idea just how big of a loser Don Lemon was. Here he is talking about why he partnered with him, because he had previously partnered with Tucker Carlson, and so he wanted more voices on the left. He didn't want to be just one-sided. He wants prominent voices from both sides of the spectrum and centrists.
And that's a quite a prominent name on the right. We want to have
Tucker
prominent names on the left as well, to provide different views of points of view. As well as centrists, just basically a wide range of viewpoints on the platform, so users can hear different opinions. They can hear, what's your point of view, what's Tucker's point of view, and people can make their own decision about what they believe.
You didn't mean that I'm on the left? Did you think that?
I thought you were on the left, but yeah. I don't know.
And right there, it became embarrassingly obvious that Elon had no idea, really, who Don Lemon even is, or how pathetic CNN is, because if he knew, as any news junkie on the right knows, as anybody on the right who even slightly pays attention to the news knows, he never would have partnered with him in the first place. And when word first broke that Elon was partnering with him to try to balance out the partnership with Tucker Carlson, a lot of us rolled our eyes and thought, Well, that was a dumb decision. And I'm not saying that to disrespect Elon or to, you know, insult his intelligence, but in our fractured media ecosystem, even when the network is, you know, falsely propped up as a supposed prominent outlet as CNN, a lot of people just don't have the time, particularly someone like him, who is balancing, trying to juggle so many different companies. They just don't have the time to spend, you know, even 5 minutes of their life watching CNN. So he had heard of Don Lemon. He probably had seen some clips of Don on Twitter, but he really just didn't know what a buffoon Don Lemon is. But it becomes very clear very quick.
I know, I'm used to, well, let's just say, I don't know what the left is or the right is, frankly, these days, because things can be quite polarized. But you seem, my impression was that you're more likely to be described as on the left than the right. My sense is you're sort of center left. I don't know, you tell me.
Well, did you ever watch me on CNN, or did you watch?
I saw segments. But CNN is generally considered left.
Yeah.
Even Lemonhead is astounded. He's like, you have no idea what it is that I stand for, yet you signed on for a partnership with me.
Why do you say that?
Why do I say CNN is generally considered left? I think...
Because it's a communist news network. But that's where the fun ended. And then Elon quickly learned what an ill-informed decision he had made.
You recently called content moderation, though, a digital chastity belt. Do you think that you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform?
You mean speech that liberals hate?
I think we have a responsibility to adhere to the law. And we have a responsibility to be transparent about when things are shown, why they're shown. So that's why we open source our algorithm. I think once you start going beyond the law, now you're putting your thumb on the scale. And we don't want to put our thumb on the scale.
It doesn't concern you that hate speech has gone. Research shows that it's gone up on the platform since you took over. That's not gonna...
Speech that they hate has increased on the platform. Free speech has increased on the platform. So, of course, they hate it.
Concerning to you?
I believe that is false. In fact, the research that I've seen says it went down.
The study from the Institute of Strategic Dialogue found that anti-Semitic tweets doubled from June 22 to February 2023. One study reported that as many as 86% of the posts reported for hateful content remained up after being reported.
Again, content that they hate.
Hate speech on the platform is up.
So what they will tell...
Free speech is up.
...typically do is they'll count the number of posts, but not count the number of views. So what matters is, was that post given high visibility, or what did like one person see it? And if you look at the number of views, of how many times was hate content viewed on our platform, it is down substantially.
So he is admitting that they are shadow banning posts. And it would be one thing for posts to not show up in the For You feed, which if you don't use Twitter, there's two different feeds, basically. There's one for a feed of posts from people that you follow. And then there's another, the For You feed, which is a combination of recommended posts and posts that you follow. So it would be one thing. You know, people don't want to see content that they find objectionable if it's not going to be shown in the For You tab. If it's only going to be shown to people who want to follow a particular account, that would be one thing. But they most likely are not only just containing it into the followed column, which would actually be fair. They are most likely shadow banning that hateful content as well.
Yeah. Well, that's not what the study shows. And you said you like transparency. I'm going to show you this. And
Don, you can get a study that will tell you whatever you want.
But these are just a handful of extremely, if you look at those anti-Semitic and racist tropes and tweets. And as of this morning, they're still on X. And from your own content policy, these posts should have been deleted. So why haven't they been deleted? Why are they still there?
Imagine being so upset about cartoons that you find objectionable, no matter how offensive they may actually be, that you want them censored, banned from the internet.
I'm just saying, you...
No, I literally... Don, you're not... I literally said, if something is legal, okay, we will obviously remove it.
Okay.
But if it is not legal, the laws in this country are put forward by the citizens. We're a democracy. If those laws are put in place by the people, we adhere to those laws.
by the Constitution, hence the First Amendment.
Okay, I agree. Agreed.
The laws of others. If you go beyond the law, you're actually going beyond the will of the people.
Okay, agreed with the law. But if you are doing something that promotes hate and violence and ultimately leads to killing, you don't feel you have any responsibility not to do that?
You mean blaming white people for all the problems in black people's lives and communities, thus stoking tremendous anti-whiteism and violence towards white people?
When the people who are doing it admittedly are saying
those articles all the time that lead to violence and killing. Don't they? Shouldn't they? Like, you're applying a differential standard to...
But that would never be in mainstream media. These types of images, that type of language, those things would never be. We'd never... when I was in mainstream media, we'd never promote things that would be anti-Semitic.
Of course not, but with every breath, on every channel, every day, they promote anti-whiteism. And it was at this moment that Elon Musk realized he made a terrible decision.
We don't agree on this.
Yes, you want censorship and I don't.
No, I don't want censorship at all.
Yes, you do.
No, I want responsibility. I think there...
You desperately want censorship.
No, if I want a censorship...
You want censorship so bad you can taste it.
No, that's not true.
It's not true while he's literally sitting there lobbying to have cartoons banned from the internet.
It's not true. I think that there's right and wrong.
And I think that
when you have a platform that's as big as yours and as powerful as yours and as influential as yours, and you are a person of consequence to the world with what you do, that there is a certain responsibility that goes along with what you have on your platform and what you put out to the world. And I think that's important. You don't see that responsibility.
I think you're a moron and this partnership is over. Old Joe's diversity appointment to the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson, is also upset about the First Amendment. She worries that it's hamstringing the government, which, of course, is the point. And apparently Jim Acosta still works for CNN. We haven't heard much from Jim Acosta over the years because he's no longer in the White House press corps making a fool of himself. He's back in the CNN studios making a fool of himself.
Fallout from former President Donald Trump's unhinged rally in Ohio. For an hour and a half, he delivered bizarre rambling remarks, parroting language used by Adolf Hitler, calling some migrants animals.
The MS-13 gang members and others, yes.
And warning of a, quote, bloodbath if he loses to Joe Biden. Trump spread more lies about the 2020 election, saluting those convicted of crimes on January 6th for their attempt to subvert democracy.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the horribly and unfairly treated January 6th hostages.
You see the spirit from the hostages, and that's what they are, as hostages. They've been treated terribly. Unbelievable patriots, and they were unbelievable patriots and are.
That was met with fierce backlash from a handful of Republicans, including Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence, who has now refused to endorse his former boss.
We don't care what Mike Pence has to say about anything. And by the way, I have a new Free the January 6th Hostages shirt available in my online store at markdice.com, or click the link in the description below. This one may get banned, like my There Are Only Two Genders shirt and my Arrest Dr. Fauci shirt and nearly my F. Joe Biden Wanna Buy a Vowel shirt. So get it while you can. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.